Hey everyone, this is Grant from Groupies. I'm currently at the airport talking to my phone like a weirdo, but this is a special episode of Groupies. Not only is it coming out late on a Wednesday, but it is also going to be an interesting episode because we had Amir, Tom, and Hannah all out for various reasons. So I decided to interview one of my favorite coworkers ever, who is a lover of hip-hop music, of just music in general, and has a lot to say about a lot of things. So I think it'll be interesting. I hope you guys like it. And here it is. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Groupies. I'm Grant.
I'm Ryan.
And that's right. That's Ryan. She's not a normal co-host.
That's right.
This week, we had an interesting week. Amir is training to be an RA for the second year in a row. Hannah is sick. And Tom is currently in the Big Apple exploring the city with his friends. So we had to get creative. And I thought instantly we should have a guest. And furthermore, I wanted to talk to Miss Ryan Rosa. Welcome to the podcast.
What's up? Thank you for having me on the podcast. Groupies,
so,
what's up?
For context, me and Ryan have worked together for quite a while at Anchor, and I think we talk about music pretty often,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think that's like the thing that connects the both of us.
Yeah.
We both have similar wavelengths for what we like.
Totally. And I think what we most talk about a lot is hip-hop, and especially like talking about what's happening in the New York hip-hop scene.
Definitely.
And I guess let's start with, like, what's your background in music? Where did you start listening? Like, what do you remember listening to growing up? What formed Ryan?
Okay. Ooh, wow. What formed me? Okay. I think that I have a very eclectic taste in music. And so growing up throughout the 90s, my taste being a kid from Brooklyn myself. 90s kid, you know. I think my taste really wrapped around, like, grunge and hip-hop and also, like, dance, freestyle dance was a big thing back in the 90s.
Like, what kind, like, what's, ooh, explain?
Freestyle?
Yeah.
Freestyle dance music is, like, it's, like, I can't think of any of the artists, but I think, like, CeCe Peniston and I think they're called TKA. I feel like, okay, I'm murdering it, but they sing a song called, they basically take that song from West Side Story called Maria.
Yeah.
And they speed up the tempo, and I'm not going to sing it because I won't be able to do it justice, but I love freestyle dance music. Look it up. Find a clip and, like, put it in right now,
okay,
or something.
Okay.
And really, like, once I got older and enough to start buying bootleg CDs, because, yes, I'm old enough to have bought bootlegs, it was definitely all about hip-hop for me.
Okay.
And some of, like, the roots for me were, obviously, like, so much of hip-hop, it started in the Bronx, mm-hmm, and kind of moved its way around to all the outer boroughs. But so big ones for me, obviously, would be, like, Biggie was the big one. For me, also, it was actually, like, Talib Kweli.
Oh, yeah.
Who is from Brooklyn himself, mm-hmm, as well. And Reflection Eternal, Mos Def, obviously, or Yasin Bey. ODB, another Brooklyn artist, but rep Staten Island very hard. Wu-Tang.
Gotcha.
And yeah, and obviously Jay-Z. I've had a long-running joke that I'm going to be his personal photographer one day. I've given up on that dream now. But yeah,
I mean,
that's kind of like what
still have.
Rounds
although,
me out for...
Although he's a title man now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's a title man. I'm sorry, wait. Who am I talking about? No. No Jay-Z here. Sorry, guys.
That's awesome. So do you remember the first hip-hop record that you, like, listened to that you were like, oh, shit, this is actually, like, a new sound? Or is that, like, reaching too deep?
No, I think I can remember actually the first, I think I can remember the first record I bought, and it was Big Pun.
So okay.
From the Bronx,
yeah.
South Bronx, Big, mm-hmm, Pun. Christopher Rios, rest in peace, Big Pun, Terror Squad. And it was a very inappropriate song that I can't say.
You can't rehearse.
I can't say it, but it had other records on it, like, you know, Not a Player, Just Crush a Lot, 100%, songs with, like, Tony Sunshine.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the song in particular that I really loved, that I was like, what is this wild, brash sound? It was a song where he sang Get Off My D.
Mm, yes.
It's a very catchy song. I recommend you find the clip and play that as well. It's fun. It's, like, just, it's a kind of, like, very trolling kind of battle rapper type of music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what, like, I really got obsessed with, that battle rap type of, like, lyrical demolition that rappers were about at that time. And then, you know, you had like the various sounds of competing artists, like everybody else in Terror Squad, Cuban Lynx also. You had Remy Ma, you had Lil' Kim out here in Brooklyn as well, the Brooklyn rappers. So these are all like the people that like, I love that kind of like very voracious battle rap sound that they all had. But again, I'm not an expert, so somebody else is going to be like, no, battle rappers.
I don't know.
Should talk about like Jean Grey or, right. I don't know, like the bigger.
You're on the Groupies podcast. You are the expert.
Okay. I'm not an expert, guys. I'm just a groupie, all right? so yeah, those are the big ones for me.
Did you ever, like, within battle rap, did you ever like go see battle raps in person or not really?
I never did, but I have an embarrassing secret that I used to think I could battle rap when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore. I won't do it. You got to get somebody else on the podcast to battle rap for you. But, oh God, I really thought that I was cool. I used to be on this online forum.
Really?
Yeah, it was called Universal MC.
Okay.
And we thought we could like rap and we would write our raps out and we would write out word, like spoken word and
poetry.
Did you
have a rhyming dictionary?
I had a rhyming dictionary. I had a thesaurus. I had everything that I could to, you know, come out with the lyrical damage that I thought I could bring forth to the universe.
That's awesome. I used to have a friend who did a spoken word, but he was like getting into being a pastor. So he had like a rhyming dictionary and like
trying
to do this too. So it was kind of like,
I did have a moment where I loved Christian rap.
Dude.
It's creative. In the 90s, there was this group called DC Talk.
Okay.
And they had song called Jesus Freak. And it was just like, it kind of like spanned the whole thing of like grunge and cheesy Christian rap. And like, it was hilarious and I loved it.
That's awesome.
It was Toby Mac also. He's like a famous Christian rapper now as
Yeah.
I am not Christian. This is just something I enjoy.
Something that you...
Disclaimer. I am personally not a Christian. I just enjoyed it.
That's awesome. I feel like one thing that I immediately was drawn to you about was like the fact that you are... I feel like you're extremely open-minded about music and like what it brings to the table in general, kind of no matter the person, unless it's like a real D-bag.
Yeah.
Like... For the most part, I feel like I always come to you for like fresh takes on stuff. And one in particular is like, well, first I want to ask you like, what you growing up in like New York, right? Mm-hmm. Like what was like, what do you think represents New York rap from that era, from when you were growing up? Like you mentioned a lot of the artists, I think, that are coming up or like that were of that time. But like what kind of attitude was that presenting, like just
I think like it was very like raw New York back then, like growing up in the 90s. I think rap was very much still very new, right? And they were still putting something on the table that had to show their stories, their worth, their kind of like putting their all into it. It was like people from the gutter doing everything they can to put their heart and their souls, their sounds into that music. And I think that really comes through in a lot of that like raw style New York. You know, I think a lot of even artists outside of New York, when they think about a New York beat, they know what that sounds like.
Totally. Yeah.
I think even like Tyler, the Creator, has a really good interview where he talked about he made the song Yonkers.
Yeah.
And it's like one of his most like famous songs, one of the songs
map,
that
right?
shot him up. Yeah. Put him on the map. Right. And even though he has a very different kind of, you know, Cali style that he created on his own, but the Yonkers beat, he said it was like such a, he called it Yonkers, New York, because it sounded like such a New York beat to him. And I think that, oh my God, I can't believe it. I forgot the God. You know, I was thinking of Brooklyn rappers, and so that's why I forgot, but DMX.
Oh, yeah.
Sense, right? Totally. Like DMX, I think that was the kind of beat that Tyler, the Creator, was like talking about in that interview, that very like DMX Rough Rider
brash,
sound.
Yeah.
That totally. Brash, the Swiss beats sound, like, you know, the way he makes his beats, it's such a New York aesthetic. Everybody knows it. No matter where you go in the world, you know that sound is very New York.
Totally.
And I think that like speaks to a ton of different like variations in the style of rap, like whether it's hardcore rap, whether it's like very, you know, like thought-provoking rap like Reflection Eternal, which is a little bit more laid-back rap, I think, or kind of like the more fun, funky, like, you know, what would I say, Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, totally. Just
so,
boom,
you know,
bap,
kind of like runs
out
the gamut. But But yeah, I think that that's what that style was, just very raw, and it was very new still. Mm-hmm. And people were still making a name for themselves. Whereas now I feel like it's more like, we already know rap runs global charts.
Right.
And so I think it's, now it's just about people coming out with anything that they can. Mm-hmm. And that's great too. I love that. You know, we've talked a lot about, the fun, what is it like?
Fun is a word, yeah.
Fun, trashy rap that comes out now, mumble rap. I definitely grew up listening to the, you know, kind of independent hip hop artists. Mm-hmm. But I still also enjoy mumble rap. I still enjoy that kind of like fun rap. Having fun. Like, no, I don't have to come with all of this lyrical content. It can just be like a really hot beat and then like a good verse, quick little verse around it. Mm-hmm. I still enjoy that. So I can't hate.
So like seeing that, I feel like you have such a unique perspective because you like were there when that was happening, when that scene was blowing up. And then like looking at it now, do you feel like there still is like a New York hip hop groove / scene, or like, do you think it's kind of lost its way a little bit just due to like the nature of music now, where like it feels like kind of like regions aren't as huge, but maybe like that's a really hot take that
is incorrect. I don't know, right guys, we're not the experts.
Yeah, we're not
the groupies. And I think like I'm definitely consuming whatever's hot right now.
Okay.
You know, I don't think I'm as like into finding the independent artists right now as mm-hmm. I was back when I was a kid, you know, because when I was a kid, this was pre-streaming. So that meant like I was going to like spots like the Record Factory, which was a music store in my neighborhood, or I was going to like the dude next to the supermarket who was selling bootlegs. He was selling bootlegs on the street for like $5. And you know, I think now I'm consuming things off of like what's hot on Spotify,
yeah,
or what I hear on the radio if I'm in a car. I'm not really consuming it elsewhere, or SoundCloud obviously, but
yeah,
you know.
Do you think that like that's affected your music taste?
Probably, yeah, definitely, because I'm definitely rooted now in what I already know. Mm-hmm. I don't think I seek out too much new unless I start hearing it suddenly. I don't think that I'm, and maybe that comes with being older too, right? Like I'm a little bit older
now. I've heard that before, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit older now, so maybe I'm like kind of stuck in my ways. But if I hear something new, I'm like, oh, that's fresh, that's hot. But I wouldn't be able to say that I can speak from like what the landscape of hip hop looks like coming out of New York right now. Like people ask me, or not ask me all the time, but like this is actually a topic that does come up a lot in circles where you wonder, are like who's holding it down right now for New York?
For New York, right.
And, you know, I think people say a lot of different names. You say like Joey Badass, you say, because I think some people have eclipsed themselves, right? Like Jay-Z isn't coming out with content right now. He's a businessman. He's an entrepreneur. He is hardly an entrepreneur. He's a businessman now who's just running multiple different, you know, entities of businesses, and he's not in that bracket anymore. Then you have people like Flatbush Zombies. I think they're from Brooklyn. They are, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Flatbush Zombies. I don't know. Yeah. They just have the name.
Yeah,
maybe they're from Queens.
Yeah, like the whole pro era, like with Joey.
It's all Brooklyn rappers, right? So yeah, so like I know Meech is from Brooklyn, and Joey Badass actually went to school in the same high school as my partner.
No shit.
Yeah, he went to Murrow.
Okay.
Which is like a performing arts school itself, so it kind of shows a little bit of his background. And Young M.A., Big Drip, you know, I love that music. Like, I still rock to all of that. But I don't know who's like, so yeah, like these are the names that I think of when I think of New York music.
Yeah.
And obviously, if this was a year ago, we'd be thinking about more controversial people who were definitely coming out with like hot sounds.
Yeah, Tekashi.
We don't really want to speak his name, Tekashi. Yeah. You know, he's kind of like the boogeyman, right?
Totally.
But yeah, like it's hard to say who's running it right now, who's running the sound in New York right now, because I personally don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, I feel like if you go to it right now, like there is still a distinct New York, mm-hmm. like East Coast sounds versus West Coast sounds.
Yeah.
Like you just said, like Tyler just came out with an album that's very Cali, mm-hmm. and like Flower Boy is all mm-hmm. very like West Coast vibes. So there's still that like idea of vibes, but maybe not in the same.
Yeah, I just don't know. Way. Yeah, I don't know what the I just don't know who's like running the charge now for a New York sound. Because honestly, like, you have these rappers, but nobody's really hitting mainstream, like at the streaming levels of all these bigger artists for New York anymore. I just don't know who it is. Like, just speaking from a mainstream perspective,
yeah,
it's, I think about Joey Badass, I think about Flatbush Zombies, I think about Young M.A., A Boogie with a Hoodie, you know, I don't think about a lot of other people.
You know, I feel like one that I think about a lot that's like, that literally like changed the game for a while and still right now is like Atlanta Sound.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Which I thought was such a weird phenomenon because like I mentioned to you earlier, like I thought regions were kind of like a dying thing where like you weren't repping your region as hard. But then like so much has come out of Atlanta with a specific sound of I, you know, like you've listened to all this, like, so maybe it's still exists.
And I feel like Atlanta's had like a sound for a long
for
time
sure.
too. Like even in like the 90s, like when I was growing up, you had all of those wild like sounds from like Outkast,
yeah.
CeeLo Green, that's like Atlanta sounds. And then you have like trap music that came out of Atlanta. I can't speak to a lot of it, but but it's all music that I vibe to, that I love. And I think regionally, like there are so many different sounds. Like even you have like Florida rap, right? Like another
totally.
Controversial
South rap.
XXX, you know, Tentacion. More controversial people. But again, these are very like of that, you know, Broward County sound in Florida. You have obviously Cali rap has like lots of different spans from like Oakland has a very specific sound. I think of up and coming rappers right now in Oakland that I listen to is like P-Lo. I don't know if you listen to P-Lo.
I've heard of him. But...
Yeah, I definitely recommend. It's good shit. I can't think of a lot of other big regions.
Oh, that's
obviously,
totally
you have like Toronto rap
right I was
now,
say,
which is like
Canadian
the kind
nation.
Of like Canadian Caribbean sound. Like I think like most everyone aside from Drake, the aesthetic is like. Is like a lot of the Caribbean community in Canada, in Toronto specifically. You know, like Tory Lanez. You have
like
what's his Baka Not Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then Drake, who thinks that he's Caribbean, but he's not. But I love him. Drake.
Drake's everything.
Man.
What are you talking about?
If I'm a groupie for anyone, I'm a groupie for Drake.
I think everyone on the podcast loves Drake, so
okay,
you're right there with us.
I'm in good company, guys.
Yeah. That's awesome. I guess like what are you listening to right now in terms of like just music in general, like what's on your radar, like
oh
if you were to go to Spotify right now?
Okay, if we were to go to my Spotify right now, I think one of the last songs that I was listening to was not rap at all. It was Tamia. Oh wait, you know what, it was Tamia and Fab. I can't believe I forgot Fab. Okay, fabulous guys. That's a Brooklyn rapper right there that I completely forgot about. And I shouldn't have. I'm really sorry, Fab. But I was linked to Tamia and Fab. You know.
No idea.
That song. What's that song? How's that song go? Tamia. So Into You. You
okay.
know that song?
No. Listen, I'm young, okay?
Oh, you are so young. This song is so good.
I need you to make me like
this
a
this is like the
essentials.
Classic. I'm going to make you like an essential list. Like, I don't even know where I would start. Like, Reflection Eternal, Tamia, Rough Riders. I'd be all over the place. Although Rough Riders also were like upstate New York and Philly, I think too. Like Eve is from Philly.
Gotcha.
She was a Rough Rider. So anyway, so right now you have actually I'm listening to a lot of Cali rap right now. Don't take my New York rap card from me.
This is a podcast.
I'm listening
about
to
New York?
A lot of Cali rap, a lot of Oakland. I was listening to P-Lo, I was listening to Aminé.
Yeah.
Who I love,
love
so
him,
much.
Aminé.
You got me into it because last week you were putting your playlist on and you had him on, so I just started running through
1.5
his...
is a great album.
1.5 is such a good album.
It's loved out.
Actually, I've been listening to a lot of, like, UK grime.
Oh, yeah,
like, grime.
Totally.
I've been trying to get into grime more because, you know, I feel like that shit's fire.
What do you think of, like, the young up-and-comers right now? Like, do you pay attention to XXL at all? Like, the
a
freshman?
Little bit, yeah.
We talked about them a while ago, like, their new list on the podcast.
I know, Megan Thee Stallion's on it, right?
Yeah.
Like, she was, like, the
Hot Girl
most
Summer.
Fire. Hot Girl Summer. Guys, we can't talk about rap right now. And, like, you know, I mean, it's everything's been eclipsed by Hot Girl Summer and Megan Thee Stallion. Her paper magazine cover? Yo. everything that, like, she's, that whole energy, I'm such a, like, supporter of.
Absolutely.
I love that. City Girls.
Yeah.
Saweetie. also from Cali. I think she's also from Oakland. That Icy song. Ooh, you heard that with the Kehlani feature?
Yeah.
I love Kehlani, by the way.
Yeah, I feel like females in hip hop are fucking killing it right now.
Running the game right now. Absolutely. And from like all aspects. I mean, like Young M.A. was just trending the other day when she dropped the big video, because people were talking about how people were like, oh, look, Young M.A. is the only female rapper not using sex to sell records. And then women were like, actually, she is using sex, it's just not what you're going for.
Yeah, it was on the Hip Hop Heads subreddit. Yeah. They were talking about it. Yeah.
And it's like, everybody uses sex to sell their records. Everybody uses sex to sell music, especially in rap. It's so much a part of that, and that's what sells in music in general.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I think people try to dumb down female rap because of the use of that, but that's like reclaiming their space, reclaiming their time, reclaiming the power in that, in themselves, and like the way that people view them. So I'm all about Hot Girl Summer from whichever angle it's coming from. If it's the City Girls, if it's you know, Saweetie, if it's Young M.A., if it's Megan Thee Stallion, I'm all about it from all angles. And obviously, like, shouts out to the originals, Foxy Brown, Remy Ma, Lil' Kim, all of them too. DeBrat, Jermaine Dupri came out with that corny tweet or something where he was saying, all these women rap just selling their bodies. What happened to music? Like, DeBrat, like, come God. On. DeBrat also used sex to sell records too, in her own way. So, yeah.
So any last words of advice for people who... Okay, two things.
Okay.
People who want to get into that style of rap that you grew up with.
Okay.
Give them an album maybe to go off of.
Shit.
Or a couple.
Okay. Oh,
you already
God.
Named like
an
a few.
An album to go off of. Okay, I would say...
And then who do you think is going to blow up?
Who do I think is blowing
up? Either this year, like in the next year.
Wow, okay. I'm
Sorry,
gonna say,
two hard hitters.
These are really hard questions, first of all. I'm going to say albums to listen to. I'm going to say Midnight Marauders.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Reflection Eternal. That album is like, it just for sure shaped me. I'm going to say Big Pun. I'm going to say...
These will all be linked in the description, by the way.
I'm going to say, goddamn... I can't think of another.
No,
I know
that's good. That's
I
good.
Know there's
a good place
more,
to start.
But that's a good start, I think, right there. Those are like the albums that for me were like quintessential.
You don't have the bootlegs, though?
You what?
You said you don't have the bootlegs, still?
I don't have the bootlegs. I wish I did.
You can burn them. I would put them
on. Oh, shit. I wish I did. Oh, my God. I do still have some of my like old school playlists that I uploaded to my Zenstone. Y'all don't know about Zenstones. That was before the iPod.
I don't know Zenstone.
Guys, I'm not that old. I'm 31, but like shit. You know, when you're a broke kid in Brooklyn, you're rocking Zenstones. You're not rocking the newest iPod, okay? Okay, and then your next question was...
Who's blowing up? Who's going to blow
who's
up?
Who's blowing up? Fuck.
P-Lo?
I really love P-Lo. He's from Oakland. Mm-hmm. I really love that sound. I love Oakland sound right now. I feel like Cali's having like a big resurgence too. You know, with like YG right now and I really do think like P-Lo's another big rapper. I personally really enjoy his music and his sound. I think, oh, what's this cat's name? This kid.
There's a lot of kids right now.
I know.
Corday?
Yes, Corday.
Corday?
I was trying, yeah. I was like, what is that? YBN? Like, yeah, I love him. He is the whole, Lyrical Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
I love, first of all the music videos are just so good.
There's a lot of good artists that come out of that
so
house.
So many good. That was like one of the, that was supposed to be one of the last music videos that,
Cole Bennett?
No, not Cole Bennett. What's his name? Damn, rest in peace. Mac Miller.
Oh.
Mac Miller was supposed to have like one of his last music videos through one of the directors who works for Lyrical Lemonade. And I was always so hyped for that. So it was so sad. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. But yeah, I would say Corday, he's fire. Everything that kid puts out, like every freestyle I catch, his sound is so good. It's so fresh. I think it touches a lot of these kind of genres that we've talked about. I think he's like the perfect meld of this. And I think he'll carry the torch for the future.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. For being a groupie with us.
Happy to do it.
I'm so happy you've been on. I gotta get more of my like anchor friends on here because like there's a lot of music that gets talked about in this office.
Absolutely. You gotta get more people on the podcast for this. more people definitely have way more opinionated like thoughts than I do. I'm kind of like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, shush.
This might be scandalous, but yeah.
Thank you for joining.
Of course. I loved it. Groupies, what up?
Awesome.
That was fun. Thank you.
Hey, all. Grant here, again, at the airport. Just wanted to let you know that we're going to be back next week, as normal, with an album, Lizzo. So, yeah, please stay tuned, and we'll see you next week.